Item 5 is consider and take possible action to amend the retirement board's regulations. You are Karen?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. In the agenda packet, you do have a memo that summarizes the proposed recommended changes to the board's regulations. And enclosed with that is a copy of the complete regulations with those proposed changes. The first change you'll find on the first page of the memo, it has to do with updating Cicera's address. Under the Brown Act, the board's regulations do have to have the address of where the board meetings are being held so that the public is aware of that location. Since Cicera relocated, we are recommending that the regulations be updated to reflect that new address. In addition, we propose to remove the sentence that says the meeting regularly scheduled for the fourth Wednesday in November shall instead be scheduled for the fourth Tuesday. And that is because over the years, the experience has been that sometimes the board would like to set that meeting on a different week. And so we included that in the proposed changes. And before I move on, I'm happy to take any questions anyone might have.
Do any board members have any questions or comments? Seeing none, this is an actionable item. Oh, there's more? I'm sorry.
Yes, I'll go through the other changes very briefly. So the second change does appear on page 2 of the memo, and that has to do with the quarterly investment review meetings. And the change in the language we propose would be that the board shall review investment manager performance on a quarterly basis unless changed by the board. And the reason for that is to allow flexibility in setting the quarterly investment review meetings. In particular, the November issue with having both Sackers and Thanksgiving sometimes results in shifting of those meetings and may even result in the quarterly investment review meeting being held in December as opposed to November. And moving on to change number 3. We're proposing an amendment that is consistent with current practice in setting the agenda, and that is for the board chairperson to work with the chief executive officer on setting the agenda. And the last proposed change that we have is a cleanup change, simply removing the word retirement before chief executive officer to reflect the current name, title of the job.
And I just wanted to mention, because there has been discussion before about moving that November meeting to the week before Thanksgiving. We were debating whether we wanted to put that actual language in here or not. We felt that it would be nice to have the board have more flexibility with that in case in a few years that was changed, so we're not, you know, going back and forth in the regulations with that. Also, as Karen mentioned, it is the intention to keep the investment manager performance report the second month of the quarter, like we usually do that second meeting. It would only be if, because of moving up that meeting in November, the performance report wasn't available, then we would have it, the performance report at the December meeting. And so I just wanted to make those comments. Feel free to make any comments or adjustments to our recommendation.
So there's several people wanting to make comments. First, Jerry.
I'd move to adopt the regulations changes as proposed, unless you want to consider them individually. I'd make a motion to approve all of them.
As a whole, it's just
as
fine,
a whole.
Yes.
Okay. And also request the approval of the County Board of Supervisors for the amendments.
Second.
Scott.
Second.
And Candace, you wish to
speak? I was just going to say I like the flexibility in November because Thanksgiving, like this year, we can do first and third because of the way it falls. So I think it makes sense to every year in November and December set the calendar for the following year and just have that flexibility. So I appreciate that we're making that change.
Thank you. Any other trustee like to speak on the motion? Any questions? Okay, seeing none, I'll ask for a vote. And if trustees could please vote. Seeing nine votes, stop the vote. The motion passes 9-0. The ayes were Anderson, McDonald, Holcomb, Phillips, Kroll, Watts, Gordon, Smithy, and Pigeon. So thank you on that one.